This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Museum opens today in Colorado Springs. CPR's Dan Boyce got a tour earlier this week.
Advanced technology is front and center throughout the museum experience. One example, I'm facing a screen with a life-sized image of Matt Scott.
He is the gold medal winner in wheelchair basketball from the Paralympic Games in Rio in 2016. Matt, what inspires you, man?
I'm inspired by people that are winning. I'm inspired.
It's not actually Scott, of course. The exhibit listens to my question and pulls from the hours and hours of video answers the real athlete recorded.
Anybody that's pursuing greatness, I'm inspired by those.
We wanted to be the most inclusive and accessible museum possible.
That's the museum's CEO, Christopher Lydell. Everybody entering the twisting silver and glass building gets a visitor badge with an embedded microchip. That chip tracks your progress through the museum and remembers any preferences you offer ahead of time, like if you're blind and you need extra audio interpretation.
If you suffer from autism, it'll activate a low sensory experience so you don't get overwhelmed by the visuals.
Or maybe you're just really into swimming. The exhibits will show you more swimming-specific content. For El Paso County Coroner and Chief Medical Examiner Leon Kelly, these chips serve an additional unexpected purpose.
Leverage that basically to create the world's perfect anti-COVID museum imaginable.
The chips track the number of visitors in each gallery and who they are. That can help with contact tracing later if necessary.
What this museum enables us to do as a public health department really makes everything else we're doing look like the Dark Ages.
The museum isn't getting the star-studded opening many were hoping for. Mayor John Suthers says long-term, he expects the attraction will fare just fine.
People go to Colorado Springs and their checklist will be Pikes Peak, Garden of the Gods, a U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Museum, no question about it.
The museum has 13 interactive exhibits showcasing memorabilia from throughout American Olympic history. It's accepting online reservation bookings now. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
It is staying fairly cool in the Springs today with highs in the 70s, 80s around Denver, a little bit warmer tomorrow. This is CPR News.